Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Yes, you know, Pat, the more I look at things and survey my own life and just life in general, just observe a little bit, I am getting a little bit older. Have another birthday coming up.
A lot older.
Yeah, a lot older.
You look at that chin lately?
Yeah, let's not go there. There's a couple of white hairs there.
Couple?
I know. As I was saying, you know, so many times today, you know, people are facing all sorts of trials. I mean, trials of many kind. And you're hearing, you know, a lot of things. If you're tuned into certain networks, nothing but gloom and doom. That's why we encourage you to listen to VFN Radio. You know, it's our heart's desire to share God's news behind the news with a biblical perspective that helps to shed light and a perspective that helps us to turn to God. And what is God saying about this? I know that this is happening, but what is the word of the Lord as we seek to hear, do the best that we can to find His direction and His guidance in the midst of it? But without that, all you have is doom and gloom. And so you're hearing that, you're facing trials maybe at your home, maybe in your relationships, in your marriage, children, in your finances, even in your health. I mean, there's so many different type of things that can come against you. And sometimes you can even enter into a season of trials. I mean, they're like waves that just keep coming. You know, it used to be you got knocked down by a wave and then you could actually, you know, stand up and get your sea legs ready a little bit and kind of prepare yourself because you knew that the next one was coming. But sometimes you walk into a season where these waves, Pat, these trials keep crashing, I mean, over and over. Yeah, listen, I mean, I'm glad to be back on the Gulf Coast. And over the summer, I did have a little time to get in the ocean and get out there. And my boys love when I get out there and play with them in the water and wrestle and all that good stuff. They're boys. And, you know, you get knocked down by a wave and there's a time when you're trying to get back up again and open your eyes and get ready for the next one. And that next wave comes and knocks you right down and you're not even fully stood up yet.
All right.
Well, trials are like that sometimes. Sometimes you enter a season and you're just trying to, oh, what was that? And you're trying to clear your eyes and get your balance and get your footing right before the next one comes and just kind of knocks you right back down again. And James tells us, the book of James, chapter 1, of all things, it took me a while to get this, Pat. But James tells us that to consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials. Not if ever.
Mm-hmm.
Not if ever.
Whenever.
Whenever you face trials of many kinds. You got to face them now.
Many.
Because you know that the testing of your faith, and if you haven't been tested, just live a little bit.
Just hang on.
It's coming. The testing of your faith develops perseverance. See, your faith has to be tested, and there's a perseverance that has to develop. See, you just don't have perseverance. It has to be developed. Develop means that there's a process that begins and it grows as you persevere. The scripture continues to say that perseverance must finish its work. Why? So that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. See, these trials come as a way to sharpen us, to help us, to prepare us. And we could take one or two positions when we face these trials. We could, you know, A, be bitter about them, be sad, be depressed, be discouraged, you know, doom and gloom.
Uh-huh.
Or we can have a fresh perspective and understand that, hey, this too shall pass.
Mm-hmm.
Those are some powerful words. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This too shall pass, and in Christ, in God, I can overcome. I can overpower this thing instead of this thing overpowering me. And the truth is that trials come, and they do go. They do go. But the thing is that, you know, sometimes you don't know, like, am I coming or am I going from one? You know, and I think that you can either kind of find yourself in at any point in your life in these kind of three areas, you know, you are either presently in a trial right now or you're right smack dab in the middle of one, maybe a couple of them at the same time, because sometimes you have, you know, different trials on different fronts, you know what I mean?
Right.
You got a financial situation going on, you got a family situation going on, you got a health situation. It's like, oh my goodness, you know?
Right.
I'm fighting this battle on three fronts, you know? So you could be either in a trial, or you could find yourself passing through the trial. I mean, you've been in it, you've been trusting God in it, and you're going through. I mean, you're going through it. It seems like the worst is kind of behind you. You're coming out of this thing. And then you could be in this third area. You're not in a trial. You're not passing through it. You're kind of out. But there's one coming. You know what I'm saying? There's one coming. There's one coming. You know, you're just about to get into one. And so the thing is like, man, what's the deal here? You know, Jesus told us, we shouldn't be shocked. We shouldn't be like, you know, oh, another situation is happening, right?
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't be shocked because Jesus told us, you know, in this life you will have trials, you will have tribulations. But cheer up because I've overcome the world. I've overcome. You know, God made us in his image and in his likeness. He's called us to be overcomers. He's called us to be more than conquerors, to overpower these things that try to come to take us out, take us down. And you can't allow what you're facing to beat you. You just can't. You can't just roll over, but you instead must, you know, beat it. You must overpower in Christ and in the Lord. And sometimes we think that we've overcome something, you know, Pat, because we think the pressure is gone and, I made it,
right.
You know, and because a lot of the pressure has been relieved momentarily. But I think sometimes what happens there in those cases is that, you know, the devil just left you alone. You know what I mean? Because you already laid down. You know, a fight, there's no fight here. You're not fighting them back. You just laid down, and he's like, I'm just going to leave you alone. It's right. Almost like watching the Seattle Seahawks beat the Denver Broncos. That wasn't a fun game, you know?
Right.
That was a smackdown. It's like, do we have to keep playing this game? Do we have to keep watching it? And so you may think that you overcame, but what you had was a momentarily reprieve because he just got tired of whooping on you. You know what I'm saying? Some would say. But the truth is that, hey, it's not about being beat down. It's not about, you know, surviving until the next one. It's really about thriving. It's about facing the challenge head on, facing the obstacle and taking it on in Christ. And when I think about that, I think about King David, but he wasn't King David at the time. I think about David.
Uh-huh. Shepherd David, little boy David.
And man, I just get so encouraged as I was abiding and just reading God's word. I mean, I was afraid that I wasn't going to just wake up the house, but wake up the neighbors because I just got so excited about this. But in 1 Samuel 17:32, David is getting ready to face a trial.
Mm-hmm.
You know, listen, David he's a shepherd boy at the time. He's a nameless and faceless guy. Nobody knows him. He's the runt of the family. And he's just taking care of a couple sheep. That's all he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And his father sends him out to the battle lines. Hey, bring some lunch here to your brothers and, you know, see what's going on. Well, I'm paraphrasing here. And so David has had some experience in dealing with bears and with lions. And he notices that, you know, his brothers and the rest of the Israelite army, they're like cowering down, like there's no fight getting on here. Like, what's going on, guys?
Mm-hmm.
And he could almost sense the you know, you can cut the tension in the air with a knife. You know, you almost smell fear. You know, you can feel the presence of fear when you walk into a place where someone's carrying that spirit on them. It's like, what is that? And you could see that they're not getting it on. And there's a reason there because this is Goliath, this giant that's taunting them. He's taunting them, and David's talking all bold, and his brothers are getting upset with him. Like, man, get out of here.
Uh-huh.
And I love what David says. David said to Saul, this is the king now, little old boy David says, Let no one lose heart on account of this Philistine. Your servant will go and fight him. Like, oh, come on, David. He stands up in the middle of these soldiers, of these trained men. And if you don't know David's life, you're thinking, oh, this young boy's presumptuous. Oh, this young boy's full of pride. Uh-huh. Oh, this foolish young man. Because listen to his words. David is saying in boldness, and he's saying it to the king, let no one lose heart on account of this Philistine. Your servant will go and fight him. And Saul replied, you're not able to go out against this Philistine and fight him. You are only a boy, and he has been a fighting man from his youth. Now that would have shut some people down already.
Yeah.
Okay. Now God's called you and destined you to be an overcomer.
Mm-hmm.
This is what David's reply. But David said to Saul, your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. And when a lion or a bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it. I've read this before. It's not like I always had a picture that David was standing in between the sheep and the bear. But no, the scriptures say that the bear and the lion actually took the lamb and he went after it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people get beat down. They go, well, I'll catch it on the next time.
Right.
David said, oh, no. Mm-mm. That don't belong to you. That belongs to God. That's my responsibility. I'm coming to get it.
Right.
And so he took the fight back to the lion and to the bear. And he says, your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. And when a lion or a bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from its mouth. And when it turned on me, I seized it by its hair and struck it and killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, because he has defied the armies of the living God. I mean, David just lays it out. See, David's, I'm an overcomer because I know my God. He says, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. And then Saul says to David, go, the Lord be with you.
I can't mess with that.
Hey, I can't touch this. Can't touch this. Go and may the Lord be with you, my son.
Yeah.
You got to understand that when you are an overcomer in Christ, you're not looking to lay down. You're not looking to allow every situation to shut you up, set you down, but you're looking to step up and to step in. David saw a situation and said, here I am. He wasn't coming in his own strength. He was coming with the fact that he knew God. God was with him when he took care of the lion. God was with him when he took care of the bear. And he says, listen, I'm going to step up and I'm going to step into this situation. No reason to lose heart, man. This boy and my God, we're going to take this giant out. And David took what was in his hand and began to twirl it. David began to twirl. When we come back, we're going to talk about how David took on Goliath, the biggest opposition, the biggest trial that he had faced up to this point. We're talking about what some say is a 9-foot giant, and he's just a little old boy. And we're going to see and unpack more of how David was a true overcomer and how God's called us to be one as well. We're talking about becoming an overcomer. That's your destiny. And we're talking about how David, little old boy David, Pat, stepped up to the plate and says, fellas, don't lose heart. I'm here. Don't lose heart. I'm going to deal with this giant. I'm going to deal with this Philistine. And he walks with such boldness. And he was able to do something really extraordinary because God put it on the inside of him to be an overcomer. And he's facing this obstacle. I mean, he already dealt with the lion. He already dealt with the bear. And now he's getting ready to face his biggest challenge to date. And it's this at least 9-foot tall giant going against this little boy that grown men The king says, hey, listen, you can't fight him. You're just a boy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're just the boy. And this has been a fighting man from his youth. He's been a fighting man. I don't know if you can handle this. And David says, hey, don't be dismayed. I got this. I got this because I know who's with me. And David understood this. And this is kind of the point we're trying to get to here today, is that if God before you, who can be against you?
That's right.
You see, David and God were a majority. And so David took what he had in his hand. He went out to face this Goliath, a little slingshot, a couple stones, and he began to do business. He began to work it. See, it doesn't matter what you have in your hand. It matters that you just begin to work it. Mm-hmm. You know, you got a little bit of finances, but you got God. Uh-huh. Go ahead and work it.
You got enough.
You know, you just have a little bit of faith, a mustard seed of faith. But your faith is in God, not in your job, not in your money, not in mm-hmm. a person.
Right.
Go ahead and begin to work it. You know what I'm saying? You have just a little bit of strength. But your strength, what you do have, you trust God for his grace and his empowerment to move mm-hmm. you. All you got to do is go ahead and work it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Go ahead and work it. Because you're working it with God. You're not doing it on your own. You know? You just say, all I have is just a little bit of intelligence. I didn't go to school. I don't know. But what you have is what God has given you, and you're dependent on him and the Holy Ghost. All you got to do is go ahead and work it.
Mm-hmm.
And so David, all he had, Pat, was a little slingshot and a couple stones. And all he had to do was work it because he had God. And so he strikes the giant, and the giant comes down. The giant comes down. And listen, God wants us to face these things that seem and appear to be overwhelming. They appear to be so huge. They appear like this is the big one. And this is the one that's going to take me and take us out. And let me tell you, there are some dangerous things that we're facing. This is not to make light of anything, because we are definitely facing some serious things in life and in this world and in the days to come. Listen, if you're listening today and this is not really, you know, speaking to you today, hold on. Go ahead and file this one away. Mm-hmm. I promise you, you'll pull this one out.
Yeah.
Go ahead and get the podcast, because when you do the podcast, a little tip here, when you do the podcast, it just automatically downloads into your phone. And all you got to do is just go back and search. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We'll have it on the app. Yeah, it'll just jump in there, you know? Go to VFNTV.com and get on the podcast. And before you know it, you'll have it, and you can go back to it so you can be encouraged if this is not talking to you today.
Mm-hmm. It will be.
No, but it will. It will. And what I really wanted to get to here is in Romans 8. And I love this verse of scripture. But in Romans 8, verse 28, this is what the Word of God says. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. I mean, we can probably just pause right there and spend an hour on that mm-hmm. alone. Understanding that in all things, in all situations, in everything that we face, God, that's why the importance of, we got to know him, and he has to know us, and we have this relationship. I'm talking about being an overcomer with the Lord, in the Lord, not apart from the Lord. He, because, you know, the overcomer's in you. And he says, we know that in all things, God works for the good. God is working on your behalf of those who, what, love him and have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined. We have so much to talk about and unpack this. I want you to stay tuned to VFN Radio as we continue on our next program to continue to talk about this. God has a plan for your life. This thing is not supposed to take you out. You're supposed to overcome this in God. He's going to help you. He's going to give you strength. He's going to give you grace to face the trial, the setback, everything the devil's trying to throw your way. Listen, you and God are a majority. You can take the land. You can take the mountain. This giant will come down in the name of Jesus. Overcomer, come on, come forth. and we're talking about being an overcomer in Christ. And we're going to pick right back where we left off in Romans 8. And the Word of God just continues to just encourage us. He says, listen, know in all things that God works. We know in all things that God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose, and for those God foreknew. Means he knew you in advance, right? He knit you in your mother's womb. He knew you before the foundations of the earth. For those God foreknew, he also predestined, what? To be conformed to the likeness of his son. So God foreknew you. You had a destiny already set for you. And he wanted to conform you in the likeness of his son. Why? That he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. I mean, do you see the progression here?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, God foreknew you. He predestined you. He wanted to conform you in the likeness of his son. He called you, glorified you, and justified you. Like, what's the problem here?
Mm-hmm.
What then? Listen, what then shall we say? Understanding in view of all of this now, who God is and what his plan has always been for you. In light of all this, what then shall we say in response to this? If God is for you, if God is for us, who can be against us? And that's really the point of this. It's like, oh, really? I mean, who is this uncircumcised Philistine who dares to defy the armies of the living God? What is this thing that the enemy is trying to throw against me, my ministry, my family, my children, my finances, my health? What is this thing that this foreign object, if you will, that's trying to infiltrate my home, my mind, my heart? Out of here. Out of here in the name of Jesus. I'm not going to allow this thing to bring me down. In Christ, I'm going to be an overcomer. And he goes on to say, he did not spare his own son, but gave him for us, gave him for us all. How will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? I mean, if God already has given us his son, listen, God's going to give you every single thing you need. Every single thing you need to continue to persevere. And we drop down in verse 35. It says, who shall separate us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or the sword? He's like, come on. What can come against me? For your sake, we face death all day long. We are all considered as sheep to be slaughtered. He says, knowing all these things, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. We're more than conquerors. You're not just a conqueror. You're more than a conqueror. You're an overcomer. You're an overcomer. And not to allow anything to set you up and to take you down and to beat you down. Because, you know, with you and God, you're a majority. And once we have a revelation, that's why the importance of knowing God and meditating on the testimonies of his deliverance and remembering what God has done in your life. And, oh, yeah, God, you took care of us there and you took care of us on that situation. Mm-hmm. And you've touched this person. And, oh, the goodness and the mercies of the Lord. You can encourage yourself like David did. David had to encourage himself in the Lord throughout his life. And I want to share this verse of scripture in Hebrews 10. This is so awesome. It's in verse 39. It says, but we are not those. Well, let me back up. Verse 38 says, but my righteous one will live by faith. And if he shrinks back, I will not be pleased with him. Listen, if you shrink back, you'll fall back. But if you're not supposed to fall back, you're supposed to fall forward. You know what I mean? Though a righteous man falls seven times, he still gets up. If you shrink back, you'll fall back. Don't shrink back. But we continue to say, but we are not those who shrink back and are destroyed, but those who believe and are saved. Come on. Mm-hmm. Daniel says, but the people that do know their God, Pat, shall be strong and do exploits.
Hmm.
They will be strong and do heroic things in the face of trials and tribulations. I want to encourage you today, no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, you and God can make it. Listen, you may be going through some fires. You may be going, you know, the heat may be turning up. But listen, if you keep your eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of your faith, ye will make it and you won't be burned. Rise up, overcomer, you and God. You can make it. You can scale the mountain. You can take that giant down. Don't shrink back. Advance forward in Jesus.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not, we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.